Hey guys, it's Dave, and I would like to thank you for logging on to the first episode of Dave the Movie Guy. Like my introduction said, today we're going to be talking about the most exciting sequels coming out in the first half of 2020. With that being said, these are sequels I saw coming out before the end of July that excited me, and the reasons why they excited me. Again, these are just my opinions, and that's it, so let's get started. Alright, first let's start in January. January 1st, 2020, we have the third installment of the action-packed magical comedy Now You See Me 3. With the third installment, we are sure to see our favorite group of criminal magicians coming back. Right now, the plot and the cast is being withheld, but we will keep you updated when we know more. Now, the exciting thing is coming out on January 17th, 2020, we have Bad Boys for Life. Now, if you were watching movies in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know of Bad Boys and Bad Boys 2. With that being said, like me, you have been patiently waiting for the third installment of the Bad Boys franchise to come out. Back in action, you will have Will Smith and Martin Lawrence reprising their roles as Lowry and Burnett. With a plot about them meeting up with the brother of an Albanian that they killed, it is sure to bring a couple hours of crazy action. With them teaming up again, we are sure to see them play off each other's comedy and intensity. This one is one that we'll have to keep our eyes on, to see if they can capture the excitement from the original two movies. In March, we're looking at A Quiet Place Part 2. We have the cast coming back to reprise their role as a young family. We keep an eye on the family as they continue trying to avoid the creatures from the first movie. Now here's a quick message from our sponsors. And welcome back. Let's jump right back into it with April. In April, we have a big month with two major releases. First is the next installment of the 007 franchise, with Daniel Craig reprising his role as our favorite badass British MI6 operative, James Bond. Now, this will be Craig's fifth Bond movie. We had Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, my personal favorite, Spectre, and now No Time to Die. With all five films being closely tied together, and with Craig bringing an exciting performance one movie after another, we are expecting another explosive performance from him. He continues his professional and personal friendship with Felix, the CIA operative, when Felix asks him to help him find a missing scientist. Then we jump into the second big release with a family favorite, Trolls World Tour. We have all of our favorite characters reprising their roles, and they go on a grand adventure to unite all the troll tribes. We have Funk, country, techno, classical, pop, and rock music being addressed this time, with Poppy and Branch on a mission to unite all the tribes to fight the evil Queen Barb, a member of Hard Rock royalty. This is one that is sure to excite the kids and the kids at heart for all of us. In May, there are four new sequels coming out. First, there's Legally Blonde 3, then there's a Saw reboot, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie Sponge on the Run, and Fast and the Furious 9. Now, I'm only covering one of these. Now, I'm sure Legally Blonde and SpongeBob are going to be fun, family-friendly movies. Saw will be the same movie, just with new traps. Now, the big question, and the movie we are covering, is Fast and the Furious 9. My question, as well as the rest of the world, is where do we go from here? With the successful spinoff of Hobbs and Shaw, and eight other films before, how are they going to expand on the story? I'm probably going to see it just for the fact that I've seen them all, but it makes you wonder if we've lost the family and close friendship that made us all love Brian and Dom in the last movies. How are the screenwriters and producers going to handle the loss of beloved Paul Walker, Brian? Rumors are flying, but some that we are hearing are digitally inserting him or getting his brother to play the character. Only time will tell. Also, the studio is keeping the plot close to their chest and is not saying anything yet. Let's jump into June. Like April, June has two powerful movies coming out. First, we have the sequel to the award-winning 2017 movie Wonder Woman. Part of the DC Universe, we now add Wonder Woman 1984 to their list of movies. In this movie, we reconnect with Diana after the first movie. This time, the events take place during the Cold War era. After the exciting battle with her brother, we find her squaring off with a new formidable opponent, Cheetah. That's all we know at the moment about the plot, but we hope it brings the action just like the first movie did. The second movie we have brings us back. If you were an 80s baby or just love movies, you will be excited about this one. On June 26th, we're getting the long-talked-about, long-anticipated Top Gun 2. The title of the movie is going to be Top Gun 2 Maverick. We join Maverick as he tries to show the overall relevance of a good old-fashioned pilot in the high-tech, drone-centric environment we live in today. We are hoping it brings back all the action-packed sequences with today's technology upgrades. Let's get into July. We have three titles coming out. First is Minions Rise of Gru. These are the yellow, funny, and fun Minions that we've all came to love. I can legitimately say that I'm very excited about this one. The first was truly fun for the whole family, and I can't wait to see how these little guys get into trouble with Gru on this one. Next, we have two movies being released on July 10th. The first is Purge 5, which I'm not excited about. The only reason why I'm bringing it up is because these movies do have a cult following, and I did promise to inform you guys of movies coming out. But the gem of July, and the movie I am truly 100% excited about, is Ghostbusters Afterlife. The plot is that a mom and two kids arrive in a small town where they begin to discover a connection between them and the original Ghostbusters. And then they start to discover the legacy that their grandfather has left behind. But the most exciting thing is that we're having Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and Sigourney Weaver all reprise their original roles from the original movie. This is one I cannot wait to see. Now, just to point this out, there is a newer trend arising in movies. It is that they're bringing back original actors into the remakes to draw back the original audience. Now, I would like to thank you and let you know that the next episode coming up is on the newest set of 007 movies starring Daniel Craig. We will have a special guest host on this episode to co-host with me named Gary. He's a close friend, very knowledgeable on these movies. Now remember, don't let anyone tell you what's good or not. Just watch what you want to watch. And guys, please visit our Facebook page, Dave Talks Movies, and our Twitter page, Dave Talks Movies, and like and follow and subscribe to us on both channels. If there's a movie or a series of movies you want us to talk about, leave a comment on either page and we'll get to it. Also, hit us up with your ideas and thoughts about what we're talking about on this video. This is Dave, the Movie Guy, signing off.